here with NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Ian, today you tweeted out that Joe Thomas from your sources are saying that looks like he will be coming back to the Browns. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, and that is the expectation. I mean, those who know him well say he's preparing to play, expect him to play. And, you know, we haven't heard anything official from Joe yet, but, you know, Hugh Jackson said he expects something soon. I would expect something soon as well. And knowing Joe, I would imagine it'll come on social media in some sort of comedic fashion. But, yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds to me from the people I've spoken with that he'll be back. And, you know, he has been through a lot with the Browns. And, you know, this really, to me, could be the year where you start to see the fruits of the labor. And I would imagine he wants to be part of that.
I'm sure he does. And, obviously, the timing being soon would be before free agency could help entice some people to the Browns. Have you heard anybody linked to the Browns at this point or some things that people they might be targeting early in free agency?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first name that comes up always surrounds the quarterback position. I mean, Kirk Cousins is the biggest quarterback name, but, you know, I'm just not sure that's going to be where the Browns go. I mean, he's very good.
Sure.
Browns obviously have a lot of money to spend. I'm just not sure that's going to be the fit. You know, to me, I would expect it to be more like A.J. McCarron would be one. I mean, there was a lot of interest last year, I believe. The interest is still there. He obviously was on board with it last time, you know, and I think really wanted the trade. So certainly that would make a lot of sense. And, you know, he'd be a great quarterback to come in, be your starter, maybe draft one, probably, you know, draft a rookie and kind of move on from there. You know, otherwise, you know, the defense is in a good spot. I think you can always kind of tinker and add. But, you know, to me it's really just, you know, last year spending was big. I'm not sure it's going to be quite like that this year. It's a team that seems like it's more ready to develop rather than a team you got to just throw a lot of money at and fill some spots.
Jarvis Landry was tagged by the Dolphins very early in the process. Many people think they're coming here to the Combine to try to work out a deal for him. Who do you think the suitors would be, and would the Browns be a team that might be interested in the services of Jarvis Landry?
Yeah, I think they are going to at least explore dealing him. It's hard to do. It hadn't happened very often, you know, to you're giving up a pick, you're paying the, and that's not going to be 1 year, 16, you'd work out a new deal, but it's a pick plus the new contract. That is expensive.
Yep.
So the team rarely gets what it wants, because the Dolphins in this case rarely gets what it wants because the other team has to basically spend on the new salary. But it's something they're going to consider. I mean, could the Browns be a spot? I mean, I think so. You know, John Dorsey has been creative and aggressive when he wants to. I'd be curious if he would pay that much money for a receiver who has thrived in the slot.
Yep.
Unless Dorsey and Hugh don't see him as a slot receiver, which is possible. Some teams don't. You know, to me, the teams that would make sense are like the Titans, Panthers, maybe the Saints, the Bears, more teams like that than, say, the Browns.